Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And joining us with the sport this morning is Des Cahill. Morning to you, Des.
Well, it was like Ennis in 1995 when the hurlers came back. I'm referring
Did they not come to back
Athens.
To the airport?
They did actually, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
How posh was that? Yeah.
I can tell you now.
Well, anyway, in Athens last night, extraordinary scenes. Well worth looking up. Olympiacos, local team, beat Fiorentina 1-0 in the Europa Conference League final to become the first Greek side to win a European trophy. It was only by coincidence it was in Athens. That venue had been chosen at the start of the season. And the only goal, it was a poor game, went to extra time, which made the victory more dramatic and equally defeat tougher to take. Ayub El-Kabi scored the goal 4 minutes from the end, stooped low to head home across and sparked a pandemonium in the AEK arena in Athens. There was a lengthy VAR check before the goal was confirmed and give Olympiacos their place in Greek football history. But it's the second year in a row that Fiorentina, the Italian side, were beaten in the final. They lost to West Ham last year and you can't help feel sorry for them. They were a bit unlucky last night again. Here at home, suspended goalkeeper George Shelvey has left Dundalk. The 23-year-old was hit with a 10-match ban following a red card after Dundalk's recent defeat to Drogheda. He was dismissed after the full-time whistle for comments of a racial discrimination nature towards a match official. The ban is one of the longest in League of Ireland history. He had only played 9 games for Dundalk since arriving from Nottingham Forest. Now, the Irish women's soccer team have a big task tomorrow evening. They play Sweden at the Aviva Stadium, but at this stage, Ireland are used to the big occasions, according to their central defender, Louise Quinn.
You know, we've shown that we can handle playing in a big stadium with that crowd. You know, for us, and I think we've had like fantastic attendances as well, like going from where we were to where we are now, and it's just hopefully going to build and get stronger. And you know, hopefully again qualifying for these Euros again, it's just going to take it up a new level. But it's just been amazing. And yeah, I think we're still going to Sweden, definitely have changed, you know, in ways in terms of how they play since we played them last time. But yeah, the Swedes, they're also very set in what they want to do, and if we've done our homework, done our analysis, and we can break that down, you know, that's where your chances are going to lie. But yeah, listen, they know exactly what they want to do and how to do it.
That's Louise Quinn. We'll have extensive coverage of that game tomorrow. In boxing, Aidan Walsh, Gráinne Walsh and Martin McDonagh all took further steps towards Paris 2024 as they won their bouts at the final Olympic boxing qualifying tournament in Bangkok. Amy Broadhurst also won her second fight in the colours of UK boxing. Today, two Irish in action. Light heavyweight Caelan Cassidy meets a Spanish opponent, and welterweight Sean Murray from Monkstown takes on a Malaysian. In golf, Scottie Scheffler says he wants to move on after all charges against the world number one were dropped following his arrest at the US PGA Championship early this month. On the course, it's a big week. The US Women's Open gets underway today in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Leona Maguire, Stephanie Meadow and Irish amateur Áine Donegan are competing. Donegan from Lahinch, you might remember, came through pre-qualifying last year and did really well, and she has done so again this time. Meanwhile, on the PGA Tour, a very strong Irish challenge for the Canadian Open in Hamilton, Ontario. Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are in action there. In tennis, the defending champion Iga Swiatek saved a match point before beating Naomi Osaka and avoiding the earliest French Open exit of her career. It was a thrilling game. The 22-year-old Pole, who's bidding for a third successive title, fought back to win 7-6, 1-6, 7-5. All play on the outside courts was cancelled because of rain. And in racing, with two meetings this evening, they're at Ferry House and Limerick.